explained in this chapter that we should hold on very firmly to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we read the hadith wherein the Sahaba were very, very overtaken with the bayan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they asked for some parting advice. With regard to that, we read part of the explanation. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us to hold firmly onto the sunnah and to strive in adopting it like a person who holds tightly onto something with his teeth so that it does not slip from him. That is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in encouraging us, that giving us that parting advice, said hold very firmly onto the sunnah and hold on to it with the nawajis. The nawajis are the molars, the teeth at the back. That is, if you hold something with your front teeth, it can be easily pulled out. But holding it with the back teeth is very firm. And also, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَتَصِمُ اِعْتِصَام means to hold something very firmly onto the Qur'an and the Hadith Sharif also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us that we should hold onto the sunnahs very firmly. So we should see that our dressing is according to sunnah, not only namaz time or Ramzan or if we go for Umrah or Jamaat or something, but all the time. In our homes we should see that everything is according to sunnah. We should be sitting on the floor and eating. The miswak is a very important sunnah. We should see that we use our miswak regularly with every wuzu, that we use our miswak. The sunnahs of the various times when the dua sunnah duas, when we wake up in the morning, before going to the toilet, after coming out, when entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, before eating, after eating, during eating, there are sunnahs all the time from morning to night. Now we should see that we not only practice on them, but hold on to them very firmly. When we wear the clothes, wear from the right side. When we take off the clothes, take it off from the left side. When wearing clothes, there is a dua to be read also. When taking off clothes, there is a dua to be read also. So all these sunnats, we should see how much are in our lives, and we have been told to hold firmly onto them. That is, like sometimes we are in a hurry, then also hold onto them. Sometimes we are ill, sick, and we are like listless, we don't feel like doing anything. At that time also try our best. So that is holding on to the sunnats firmly. Not just for some small petty excuse, we're feeling a bit tired, so we give up the sunnats, we don't practice upon them. At all times we should try and practice upon the sunnats. At the same time, we have been warned from introducing bid'ah, innovations into Islam, and from following any other way besides that of the rightly guided khulafa. It's also a common principle. And Allah Ta'ala, this is a system of Allah Ta'ala. If we don't practice on the sunnah, it won't be an empty space. That another thing will come in which is against the sunnah. If we don't use the miswak, we will use the toothbrush. And the toothbrush is not sunnah at all. It is the way of the kuffar, the way of the nasara. Miswak is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we don't use it, we will see automatically we will start using the toothbrush. And with the toothbrush, we will use toothpaste. And all toothpaste has got fluoride in it. Fluoride is a chemical waste. They don't know where to dump it. And they now are selling it to us and we are buying it. And it causes harm to the teeth and to the mouth. But as stupids, we will pay for it and damage ourselves, and we won't follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In anything, if we don't make salam, it won't go empty. We will see that we are saying hi, hello, all other things we will say. Everything, if we don't wear sunnah clothes, we'll wear the clothes of the kuffar. It just happens. If you don't follow sunnah, it will be replaced with something which is anti-sunnah. And that is great, great destruction for us. So therefore, and in anything else, in our ibadat also, if we don't follow the sunnah, bid'at will come in. all types of bid'at will start coming into our lives. Therefore, we must find out the sunnah and practice the sunnahs properly. Anything that is not part of the sharia must be opposed and rejected, as it is based on falsehood. What is not according to sharia is not just that we give it up, but we should oppose it and vehemently but strongly oppose anything that is according to that is not according to sunnah. That is a true believer and a person who has got love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have love for the sunnahs, the ways of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he won't be able to tolerate in his life, in his home, wherever he is, anything that is against sunnah. That is a sign of the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if that love is not there, and na'udzubillah, worse than that, love of the kuffar is there, then we'll dress like the kuffar. We will do all our things like them, and we will enjoy that. We will sit at the table and eat. We will use all the toothbrush, all other things we will do, and it wouldn't harm, we won't think one bit about it also. So therefore, it is very important to hold on to the sunnahs properly. Ulama have explained that a bid'ah is despised if it opposes the sunnah. Any bid'ah, when it is against the sunnah. However, innovations such as taraweeh in congregation and the first adhan of Jummah were introduced after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These things, though they were not in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but by the unanimity of the Sahaba, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa' rashidin al-mahdiyin." So those are not called bid'ah, though they were not in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba, and by the unanimity of the ulama, if a certain thing, like madrasas we have today, Darul Ulum, there were no madrasas like this in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But by the unanimity of the ummah, then this is encouraged. As it comes in the hadith, man sanna sunnatan hayyis hasanatan falahu ajraha wa ajra man amila biha aw kama qala. A person who introduces a good thing for the sake of deen, and deen benefits from that, he gets the sawab of it, and those who follow also. So, like the second adhan in Jum'ah, taraweeh, as we have in 20 rakat, it was not like that in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Khulafa'i Rashideen, they introduced and they made it a fixed practice. And that is 100% also sunnah, and we should follow that fully also. Hence, ulama have divided in innovations into various parts. In front we will read that how the ulama have discussed and explained to us that what are the real, what are the bid'ah, and which are not actually bid'ah. Though they might appear like that, that is really the work of the ulama, but for us also to get the understanding, inshallah we will discuss the various categories and the various types which the ulama have stated. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn our deen, practice and to hold on to the sunnah very firmly. Subhanallah.